For giving me this opportunity to speak, knowing it's not me that's going to speak, but I'm going just to be a vessel. I also want to acknowledge the elders that are here and say you should be the ones that should be up here. It falls my lot this morning, but I will thank the Lord that you just speak to his children. It's not by might, neither is it by power, it's by his spirit. We thank the Lord this morning. We can bow our heads as we pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we love you, Lord, with all our hearts. And we thank you, Father, for granting us this opportunity to come this morning. We know, Father, even as the songs were being sang, everything was being done, O Father divine, in thy honor. It's not to honor anyone, it's not to give anyone praise, but it's to give all the praise unto thee. And I'm here also, Lord God, in an worthy servant of yours, O God. And I'm looking, O God, nothing else but your blessing, O God, that you're going to pour to your children. It's not, O God, what I can do. It's not what I can say. It's what you can say to your children. And, O Father, that one, that will make a difference. Even the prophet, O God, before he would do the prayer lines, he'd say, O God, if you can come and say just one word, it will change everything. May that be me, O Father, this morning, that you also come, O God, and say just one word that will help each and every one of your children. They are looking, oh God, not to me, not to what I can say, but what you have said in your word. And that's what I'm going to repeat. Even, oh God, as Paul said, oh Father, even unto Timothy, that thou shalt be a good servant if you shall keep the brethren in remembrance of these things. Let that be my portion this morning as I'm looking unto you as the author and finisher of our lives. We love you, Father. We thank you. May you also, God, bless the reading of the word as we shall read it, oh Father divine, that at the end of the service, men, oh God, will say in their hearts, oh God, did our hearts burn as you spoke to us throughout the service. We love you, Father, and we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, believing. Amen and amen. We can raise to our feet as we open the Bible. I want to read one portion of scripture from the book of Exodus. Chapter 33, verse 17. The book of Exodus, chapter 33, verse 17. If you are there, I shall read. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. Amen. We can take our seats as may the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. So this morning I'm going to speak on a very small topic that I think maybe could be of benefit to us. The Lord has been pushing this upon my heart. I actually woke up at 4 trying to make another sermon, but I couldn't. It came back to this. I think I had 10 or so slides. Then I saw myself going back again to this message and said, ha, maybe the Lord has got something that he wants to say to somebody. So I'm grateful this morning that the Lord will speak to someone this morning. And the little topic that I have is, I know. The Lord is saying, I know. Amen. Brother Bram says, predestination looks to foreknowledge. And our foreknowledge looks to destiny. And it is through foreknowledge that God set things in order to happen. So God, in his infinite knowledge, had all these things in his heart. And he was pouring them out throughout all these ages. And by foreknowledge, he could know that Nash would be here this morning speaking to you. In order for him to be God, he has to know everything. He has to know the end from the beginning. He has no room for surprises. He's not surprised today that you are sitting there, you are wearing what you are wearing. He is not surprised because he has to know everything for him to be God. He is in perfectly sync with our everyday life. He knows all things. And I was glad as Brother Ruby was praying and he was saying, God knows. And I was saying, he's already in my message. So God knows even what's going to happen next year. So don't worry about anything. Actually, when you know that God knows, he actually then says, fear not. Because he actually knows what's going to happen. God inspired the prophets to see the things that will come to pass. Because he already knew what was going to come. So he would inspire prophets and they would actually then prophesy. And that became prophecy in the scripture. And we love prophecy. We are a prophetic class of Malachi 4. Because of calamity and troubles now, we then limit God to our small minds. Because we think God cannot do what he's supposed to do and what he has said in his word. And the scripture says, when God sends his word, like what he's doing this morning, it's not going to come back to him void. So if you believe that the Lord is speaking through me this morning, then everything that you desire is going to be given unto thee, because he has promised it in his word. I want you to just think of this. God made a choice. He made three choices. Of you, for you, and about you. I'm going to explain this. He made a choice for you, of you, and about you. Now look, the choice of you, if you read Isaiah 43:7, I think you can just post it there. If you read Isaiah 43:7, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. So God made a choice of you. I want to read a quote just to cement this in One in a Million, paragraph 53. Now, when this great thing takes place, there is one egg waiting for one gem out of that million. And there is one can tell which gem that is, or which egg that is. If you would watch the natural birth, it's more of a mystery than the virgin birth. Because in this sperm, there is one there that's predestinated to live, and the rest of them will die. And if that, and it isn't the first one that meets, or the first one that comes together with the egg, maybe the egg may raise up from the back of the sperm or the middle of the sperm, the gem may do the same, the egg. The gem crawls into the egg, and the little tail drops off, and there starts the spine. There is only one in that load of a million that's going to make it. Only one. And that's determined by some unknown force to men. Are you hearing this? It's determined not by us saying, tukudangwana msikana this time, or tukudangwana mkomana. It's determined by God, who is the one who knows who's supposed to come, who's supposed to be the one that's going supposed to live. Amen. Same thing in men. It's determined whether it's going to be a boy, girl, red-headed, black-headed, or what. It's determined by God. All of them look same, the same naturally, but there's one that's ordained to life. One in a million. Yea, all of them alike. Amen. So in this, I was saying, God made a choice of you. And the prophet is cementing it here. And he made a choice for you. Whether you're going to be a boy, whether you're going to be a girl, he made this choice. And pana dau chinjwa gender. No one. Munwese anodaza ari. If you the scripture actually says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. So munwese izvizvika anodaza ari. God knew exactly what you would love. And he did that. He made sure that he would be like that. So don't you think that everything, that whatever you then need, God can do it? Because kana vakaita a choice kuti nhasi unoenda pamira, wangano waenda pamira, and you don't know how many times you went there. You were not counting. Waenda ukadzoka kutarisa kuti tairipo here. Mudzimai anoenda countless times.
zvichasa pamira kuti zvanatsoita here kauyu kanatsoita here kumusoro umu zvese making sure why because God when he made a choice for you he made it so that you would love that choice amen Jeremiah 1:5 says before I formed thee in the belly I knew thee and before thou comest forth out of the womb I sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet unto the nations this is Jeremiah Before he actually comes, God has already ordained him. So there's nothing that is happening by chance. There's nothing that you should fear. There's nothing that you should fear. Because God knows. And once he knows that those things that you need, antokupa before even he ask, as we shall go, as we shall see. Then God made a choice about you. This one is a good one. What you love. Someone might say, I love nature. Ruda nature, and you a ruda nature, and Marin Director Udin nature. I want to read this quote so that you understand. Things that are to be 65:12:05. Like many kind of hues, like many kind of rivers, springs, lakes, they were here when you come here first. These things are already here before you are born. They were here. When you came first, because the kindness of your heavenly father placed them here, because some man loves mountains. Some people likes waters. I actually have my friend there, he loves fishing. Mwari wakato zvisa kudhara, and vatoisa fishi dzacho kudhara. Iwo usati watombo wapo, saka chiri kunzanze izvi zvinhasi chekuti ungati mwari wangashamisika uri kuda chakati kana kuti uri kuda chii there is nothing that is amiss God actually knows zvaunonatsoda chaizvo ende ndozvaanotokupa chaizvo let's go with this quote some like deserts so you see your coming he knew your nature and what you would be so he made it just the way that you could enjoy it Oh, I think that's a wonderful father. See, know that he made it like this. Amen. It's so marvelous to think of that, what God did for us. Let's go down, I think the quote. I'm glad he made mountains. I like the mountains. And I like that. Where the others? Oh, I can't stand. He must have emptied his motorbox out there. Well, he emptied it out so I could enjoy it, you see? So then, say, I like the plains, where I can see long ways, well, the two different natures, both of us Christians. But the Father knew that you would be here and he prepared everything for you before you got here. Amen. Amen. Your first coming here had it already for you when you got here. Isn't that marvelous to think of what he has done? Amen and amen. Now, let's go to the church ages. You'd hear in Ephesus, God saying, I know. He already knew what was going to happen in Ephesus. So he actually said, I know. Let's go to Revelations 2, chapter 1. Revelations 2, verse 1. So that you can see these things as we read them. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus, right? These things says he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works. Before he even says anything, he says, I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou cannot bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles, and are not, and has found them liars. God first gives them a pat in the back. Amen. Like what you should also do when everyone, when you want to correct someone. Tanga wambu, mutauriro, zhano gona. Boska, tanga wangu enda panechaka shata chachoka. Message yacha, haichato shiki. Ya atungu, shato shibakira, shatungu zoka. Because wataza umbo, tanga wapreciate. Shua, shua, nuzi otu unuguna kubika. Asinasira zungu ito umboza. Amen. Amen. This is how it's supposed to be. So we go to Smyrna as well. Revelation chapter 2. God says, I know. Every church age. Ichitongo tanga, mwaron tanga, I know. Meaning, there is nothing that will happen in that age. Nothing that will happen to you. Nothing that will happen anywhere else that God does not know. Chininge chitongo ripo, mwaron kwa chitongo zeoto, nasi, uchatopfika hembe ya kati, uchatotura tai, watota, no, is natives. Woto buda, woto henda, woto yao gara pa wagara. Woto terera, woto te, amen. So those are the things that should then give you a peace of mind that God knows. So whatever is going to come next year, whatever is going to come the next year after the one that is coming, you are not afraid because you know God knows. Amen. I want to read this quote. It's quite a long quote. It's in the Church Age book. The Simonian Church Age. Now the Lord Almighty says, I know. I think you can look for it with those words. Now the Lord Almighty God, Now the Lord God Almighty says, I know. Yes. Now the Lord God Almighty says, I know. There he is, walking in the midst of his people. There he is, the chief shepherd of the flock. But he does not hold back the persecution. He knows, but he does not hold back the persecution. Does he stand the tribulation? No, he does not. He simply says, I know your tribulation. I'm not at all unmindful to your suffering. What a stumbling block this is to many people. You've heard people now saying Israel is that's genocide. Ndozvingaitwa here muchitenderano zvekuti vanhu vanouraya vanhu motaiwa maKristu vanofanira kutoti ndizvo chaizvo zvipona kuzvichitika. People are saying so many things about what is happening between Israel and Hamas. But God knows. And he doesn't hold the persecution. He doesn't hold the war. He leaves it like that. We can give counsel to God. We can't. He knows. And he knows the end. Look at the time when those Israelites were being butchered in Germany. When they were being butchered in Russia. If you have listened or read or looked at this video, escaping from Sibobo, you would see them watching this gas chambers. When if you don't have anything that you can do, and everything. Those people would go aside. They would never see them again. They were going to gas chambers. They only wanted those that were able to do, those that were crafty. That's why it's actually good for people also to be crafty in something. You were going to die. You were actually going just but you would never see them again. They would go in gas chambers and they would die. Literally like that. But they never came and said, ah, no, this is genocide. This is what was done after. And you know the war between Stalin and Hitler. It had 27 million people who died. 27 million. People who died. Just those kind of things. So God is saying, I know these things. Like Israel, they wonder if God really loves them. I wish I was talking to them. How can God be just and loving if he stands by and watches his people suffer? That is what they asked Malachi 1:1-3. The burden of the word of the Lord to Israel. By Malachi, I have loved you, says the Lord. Yet ye say, wherein has thou loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, says the Lord. Yet I loved Jacob, and I hated Esau, and laid his mountain for waste, and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness. So, in this, you also see that God says, even before they are born, he says, I love Jacob and I hate Esau. Because of foreknowledge, he knew Esau had nothing to do with the birthright. Angasgatorid, he knew. So if God knows, he actually knows your nature today. That's why sometimes it's also a product of God knowing Kuti shua shua, umwa kapinda mu. Alright, ngatisiye nyayo. Yet you see, they could not figure out God's love. They thought that love meant no suffering. They thought that love meant a baby with a parental care. But God said that his love was elective love. The proof of his love is election. That no matter what happened, his love was proven truly by the fact that they were chosen unto salvation. Because God has chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and the belief of the truth. He may commute you to death as he did Paul. He may commute you to suffering as he did Jacob, Job. That is his prerogative. He is sovereign, but it is all within, well, with a purpose. If he did not have a purpose, then he would be the author of frustration and not peace. So whatever happens, I've come to a point that if I get money, I always ask myself, God, how can you give me money? Then after that, there's nothing that it helps you. I've come to that, I ask and I check also my life. Am I doing the best? Am I doing something that is wrong? It doesn't make sense. So those are the things that you should then ask. You are not an author of frustration. You are an author of peace. So there's nothing then that then takes you away from him, because you know his love is elective. It's elective love. So I anything. Something. You know there is a reason. But iyo mario kwandira hangu inandid. Ameno iwe ukupangungangu itambirako. But inini ndakairamba ndakatumari iyi andidi. And chombodu kiwona mupamangu. Because it becomes a frustration. You are planning to do this, then this comes. Amen. His purpose is that after we have suffered a while, we would be made perfect, be established. So once there is a suffering, expect something that is greater. Because can a person have that something greater? You have to come back to God to say, you are not the author of frustration. You are the author of peace. I was going through this. I was hoping that after this, I would learn something. If I'm not learning it, then it means this was not of God. It was something else. Because it has to be God, and God cannot change his word. If it's written, there's nothing new that we are coming or bringing. We are bringing the same things that have been preached, that have been said over and over again. Even as Timothy was told that if you put brethren to remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister. Amen. Amen. As Job said, he put strength in us. You see, he himself suffered. He learned obedience by the things he suffered. He actually was made perfect by the things he suffered. Amen. Amen. So God knows us by name. He actually knows. That should sink in you. He actually knows Moses. So there's nothing, he knows. Then go to him and ask him, God, if I'm going through this, what is the purpose? Because there should be a purpose for it. Amen. John 10:14-15. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. He says, I'm known by my sheep, and he knows his sheep. So we are known by God. Amen. Let's go again to John 10:3. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name. May you put this one. This one, yes. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. Amen. John 10:14, I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. Amen. Now, this was striking to me. God even actually knows what we own. I'm going to just give you an outlook of 2024. Some of us, besides preaching, we are also accountants. So we then do my budgets. I mentioned my budgets, but sometimes you look at next year, mukati January, February, around March, my sales and everything. So what I say? Kukwira. But right now, if you look, tobacco yacho, watosima wacho, bima yacho yatofa. And if I'm watching, I can see my kakura, yakaroa, name mvuramabwe, ikatsemuka tsemuka. So the outlook next year is not looking good. So please listen now, because sure, sure, if you don't understand, next year you'll be crying. So watch what is going to happen next year. Kwani ma taxes, kwani zizi zwa isko niku didi. So if you are not then in God, for you to have a Goshen, because we believe, as children of God, we should have a Goshen. So atufa nungu ya kufunduka, even if it is wona, titungu tauriro, vanda kuuzwa, zino suisa, but isusu, tuzoti, zino suisa, asusu suisa isusu. Is that something that you can understand?
Amen.
Amen. So these are the things that are happening. And when you look at it to next year, kuti, look, my taxes and everything, taxi empa, taxi chakati and everything. Everything is shakwira. And shakwira, the salaries have not risen by the same margin. Saka unuzona toti pane a gap richangu giripo. But is it the hour of a singa tendi mnamwari? Please. Because we are not the author of confusion and frustration, as God is not the author of confusion and frustration. Trungota ura utiti ziwe zirikumperi, ti garetaka gadzirira. So that also, I've always said to myself, nyayaka itika mu Egypt, ya Joseph, yekuti 7 years of plenty. Then after that, papaita 7 years of want. The same thing happens in life. Paya maripa inenge iripo, haifanu kufachurwa. Because pachaita 7 years or pachaita my days, then what? So those things, the Bible says, those things have happened so that we can learn, we can understand, we can see what is happening tomorrow. So paya paningu pachuya maria kwa understand kwa uri. Usafu wafunga kuti apasturi na inonziji, aichare sisi. Ino kuna ngo sisa, and ya sisa also ita say. We have seen it in Zimbabwe, and this has been so true in Zimbabwe. Yaka veta unge Zimbabwe, yaka veta uti jite uzisimenda, uti jite true. Kutubureta some years of happiness, and then this just comes another year, uti usha uti shafamba say. And that's how it is. So we should learn from that, and also do our best to then guard ourselves from frustration. Now, let's go to Deuteronomy 33:19. To see that God knows even what you own. So untu zautu, kutoti unemote ya kadini, watu jizio. These are the children of Gad, of Reuben, and of Manasseh. And these people had many cattle. But your wives and your little ones, he was telling them, and they mnotanga marwa, nema brethren, nema wabasira tura lendi yao, because ima towa na lendi yenyu. But your wives and your little ones and your cattle, in brackets, for I know that you have much cattle. Saka kana usina much cattle, zviripo futi kuti Mwari anozoti there is not much cattle. So you can actually go to him and say, God, you knew these guys had much cattle, and you gave them the plains. Angakanaka, ndoko inzi kwako na Abraham Ndondo, the bulls of Bashan. Ndoko anga ari kwako kune Bashan ikoko. Ikoko ku side ikoko. So the bulls, manje wasn't the bulls of Bashan. Ndoko akabva uko kuti wanga wane much cattle, and they went and settled in Bashan and all other places. And there were so much grass to then graze for their cattle. God knowing kuti wane cattle, kutoita kutoziva kuti vanhu ava vane mombe, saka ngandivape land iri before Jordan. Saka isusu tinonyanya kuda kufunga zvakawanda here. Because if God knew and he could take care of their cattle, kutoti mimi garai kuno kupozi mombe dzenyu zinoda mafuro.
Saka isusi tinochemei. Why should we worry? Why should we cry? Amen. So God knows, and shall abide in your cities which I have given you. So these guys were actually given their land because of the much cattle they had. So we can actually go to God and say, Mwari, inangudura kuwawa. Ngwani much cattle kuti moyo mawagadzirira mafuro. Ikutuita sei? It might not be cattle because it is a tinga iti mombe. Ndosaka paya pandati, God made a choice of you, for you, and about you. So if he has made all those choices, you know what you want. Unoziya zvaunoda, umanda mombe zveshuwa muno, mhandu kupana munga andatobata kuda mombe zveshuwa, anotoida. Saka achawana mombe yake. And then umo ari kudawo zvimwe zviri different. You can actually still know that God is able to make room for what you want. Amen. And then God knew Daniel and the Hebrew children. Mwari waitoziva munhu wekuisa mugomba reshumba. Because dai tiri vamwe takaisa mugomba reshumba, it was going to be something else. You will be hysterical. Watomhanya wakadai shumba newe tek. God knew the Hebrew children. The prophet says in God talked to Moses, you know God looked down and he seen what a man down there he could trust by the name of Daniel. He had three more, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So he knew he could trust them. Mwari vakatoziva kuti Daniel ndomupa gomba reshumba. These three Hebrew children ngavapinde mumoto and they will come out without any scratch. So God knows where to place you. That's why the scripture then comes and says, there is no temptation that is given to you that is above you or that will conquer you. One to zero to this one irikuda ningi because anokwanisa. That's how it is. And that's God for you. Because he knows. So he took Daniel and those three Hebrew children and he could trust them. So he told them there, and Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defy himself the king's meat. That's just exactly. When you are going to do anything, going to accept your healing, you are going to accept the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that's when the devil flies on you with all four feet. That's right. Amen. And then God knows our hearts. Apana chiri hidden to God that God does not know. So apana uri kuwanzira, you are hiding to no one. I mean uri kupangura kuitira mumwe munhu because munhu pamwe ndiye angatadza kuziva, but you are not hiding it from God. God knows our hearts. I want you to look at 2 Samuel 7:8. Now it was God talking to Samuel. Now therefore thou shalt say to my servant David, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote, from following the sheep, to be a ruler over my people Israel. The prophet says, actually in a quote, Jehovah Jireh, now notice, Abraham, just an ordinary man, but God by election, sovereign guest, called Abraham. There were many young men in that land. They were probably the same, more capable of doing the same job as the as would think than Abraham was. But God knows the heart. That's it. Sometimes we wonder how God takes the foolish things to confound the wise. But God knows the man, the heart of man. Amen. Jinamari. You want to look again at, I wanted to look at David. Now God says in dedication, that's published in 1962, I know your desires. He knew the desires of David. And he said, I know your desires. I know you want to build me a temple. But your son will build me the temple. Because you have spilled so much blood. You can see Psalms, how David is constant thinking of God. Too many of us today think of all our own achievements. I think I would rest on this for a while and I will repeat this. Too many of us today think of our own achievements. Sometimes that we could do better, to better ourselves. But David was constantly thinking of what he could do for God. I know your desires, David, and I want you to know what I've done for you. You were just a little boy, not known by anybody. Even your dad give you a few sheep out there to take care of. But I was with you, and I've cut your enemies off. You are a man of war.
you are a man that has shed blood. I can't let you do this. But I will promise you that through the fruits of your loins, I will raise up your son and you will build me a table. Amen. God actually knows the desire of our hearts. That's why Pastor was preaching on the desire. You should have a desire. You should have a desire and your desire will be met. We should have those desires. And God knows these desires and is able to meet every one of them. Amen. Amen. Now, God knows before you ask. Let's read Matthew chapter 6 from verse 5 to 8. I'm trying to cut off time because it's a piece. So... I can't go against nature. Matthew 6, from verse 5 to 8. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as hypocrites are, for they stand praying in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou prayest, enter thou into thy closet. And when thou hast shut the door, pray to the Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathens do. For they think they shall be heard of their much speaking. But be not therefore like unto them. For your Father knoweth. He knows what things you have need of before you ask him. I've always said, we've talked to brethren, kuti kana ushona tendeuka, my scriptures mbose apa side nima quotes. Kuti profita anoti munoziwa, unofuna kuyaone moyo wakanyorowa. So ndauya ne moyo wangu, ndakutendeukawo. Nguwa yekuti mprofita akati de Bible rakati wakatopfuura bhozi wakatopindamo chingouya utaure nyaya varume inini kana ndine ruchiwa zvatoperera ipapo yekuda kuzoti you know vanhu unongoza mutown mupfekero wakuita saka hapasisina kutendeuka watorerutsa kudhara usati watombotanga kutendeuka. So just come and say it as it is. And that's how God wants it. Aruti musaite ma vain repetitions in prayer. Just say the word. Taura shoko utongopedza ipapo. Remember when we were going to kunotendeuka, what was it? Unongosvika kutaura nyaya yako ndauya pano, ndauya ndi nyaya yangu. Nyaya yangu yakadai yakadai yakadai. Because andichakwanisi ku quote scripture because ndaende kwasa rikota ka. Ndakarikota before ndaita chi zvandaita izvi. You should know that. And once you do that, God knows that is coming from your heart. That is, we can't do that. God knows before we ask, so we should be carefree. That's what the prophet says in this message, Fellowship 55, that was preached in 1955. On paragraph 54, he says, Jesus said, the heathen seek after such things, what we shall eat and how we shall be clothed, or what we shall do with this, that, or the other, after those things. He said, the Gentiles, the unbelievers seek, but your heavenly Father knows what you have need of before you ask him. What a carefree condition now. Amen. That's a carefree condition of knowing that God knows zvandiri kuda. And I have placed it before him. That's it, like this, the song says, bring your burdens to the altar and leave them there. While we are now mtoro, siapa altar, we end up carefree. You are no longer thinking about what has happened, what you have left. You are now anticipating. Amen. I got a little old brown-eyed girl down there, while she would jump off the fence or anything, she don't care as long as I'm standing there. She said, Daddy, pick me up. Go play. She's just carefree. I thought, oh God, if I could just be like that, just carefree. Amen. Amen. Now, the prophet wanted to demonstrate these things. He demonstrated most of these things when he was praying for the sick. Kuti iwo usatatombotaura kuti kudei
Mwari wototaura through the prophet that you want this wawia wakamira ningi and everything. He would do that because why not tarinza kuti mwari shua shua. He is able to do those things. It's not anything that can hinder him. Hapana chinokwanisa kumuhinda. He can do those things. So let's read a quote also of demonstration of how the prophet would do this in when their eyes were opened, they knew him. Now, if the Lord will reveal to me what's your trouble, you believe me to his prophets or his servant. You believe it's him? Sister says, I know it. You do well. You well. I thank you, sister. Now, I believe that kidney trouble you have been suffering with will leave you. Do you believe that too? You've got a request in your heart. Watch this. You've got a request in your heart. You want to ask me. Let me look for something that can help you. Would you make you believe more? Would you make you believe more? It's in when their eyes were opened. Okay, thanks. Just go up a bit. Yeah. Do you believe that too? You've got a request in your heart. You want to ask me, yes, what if I review that request before you ask me? He would actually do this in demonstration of what God can do. It was not him, it was God speaking through him. Utone request on your heart. Yes, your kidney trouble, but you also have a request on your heart and you wanted to ask me. And this request would ask me, would you make you believe more? Sure. You want me to pray for your daughter. She is not here. That's right. You want me to review what's your trouble. He's going on again. Wauyaga unimwana arikurwara wovoti saka unimwana warikufunga on your mind. Now I'm going to tell you futi mwana yezva arikurwara nezvazvo. It's a real nervousness. Now you believe and she will get well. See, God bless you, sister. This is how God knows us. Tichitouya panapa izvi zvinasi, pana toya nechikumbiro. And mwari atochiziva kuti ndechipi. And atozoti wangoda kuti uzvichivunza panguva yakati. God actually knows when you are going to ask. If he has asked already, so those things God actually knows before we even go to him. He actually knows. So what we have to do is to just go and yield ourselves and give ourselves to him and say, God, I have come. You know me. Amen. So this is a demonstration that I thought could actually make this point get home. God knows. Never worry about that. That's Abraham again in Hebrews chapter 6. Let me look for something that you, so that we can read it together. It's better if you read it together. You are saved if God saves you tonight. You are saved if God saves you tonight. Or you can just say saved if God saves you tonight. Saved, and then if God saves you tonight. Yes. Now, if you are saved, you are saved. That's the thing. I think the pastor has been talking about this for a long time. If you are saved, you are saved. Hapana chicha zotanga kudzoka kuti ah no, ndifunga musuwa wena nangonzwa manyawinda. You are saved already. Saka inyaya salvation is done. If God saves you tonight, knowing he's going to lose you 10 years from today, he's defeating his own purpose. The infinite, almighty, eternal, everlasting wisdom. God doesn't know enough then to know whether you hold out or whether you won't. Do we want that God? We don't want that God.
You'd want a God, when he saves you, you are saved. And that's what he's saying. Then when he saves you, you say, well, I'll give him a try. You are lost there already. I'll see what you do. Then he does not know the end from the beginning. We said God, through foreknowledge, he could predestinate. So God already knows the end from the beginning. God knows what he's doing. Don't you never worry about that. It's you and I stumbling alone. God knows what he's doing. And he knew whether would hold out or what would do. Everything is there, plain and simple. God knows. Saka apana chinhu chekutanzi tingavhundusana mangwana nano. God knows, and if he knows, then next year is not going to be a problem to any one of us, because we know God knows, and is going to prepare it us for the next year. Saka hatifani kutombowara about kutanzi fees yacho chazvibhadhara rini, chazvingira zvibhadhara nguwai nemukwirira ari kuita, because izvi vatasenga kutaurirana kuti ngatingodzikwidza times 2. I don't know. But that's how it is. But even if Shakadaro, Mwari waito ziyo, ndozo vachaita. And he prepares you for that. Amen. Now, this one got me. God knows how to humble us. Amen. God knows how to do things. Just, he was to pass that way. God knows how to do things. How to humble you. Okay, try how to humble you, you. How to humble you, you. I think you can find it there. Yes. God knows how to do things. How to humble you. You know, sometimes he does it in different ways, but he knows how to do it. He knows how to take that starch out of you. He knows how to make you the man that you ought to be. He knows the inside of you. You got a lot of put on, a lot of glamour, a lot of outside. Oh, my business is better than the other car lot over there. God knows how to take that out of you sometimes. He does it in great ways, in different ways. Amen. God knows how to humble us. And God does that sometimes, because maybe we now know more. And God does it. And it's good to then recognize that God is doing it to humble you, not to abase you. Ukafunga the other way around, you are now thinking it wrong. You should think kuti mwarika, maybe papa nika stashiness kananda anako. So mwari is taking me back kuti ndizive kuti iwo ndo wane yes. In what the young ones would say, ndo wane yes. I'm actually closing, so don't worry. Service is almost over. God knows us thoroughly. Let's go to Psalms 139. And close and those hour. If as the Spirit leads, let's go to Psalms 139 from verse 1. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with my way, with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be the light about me. Amen. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret, and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! Amen. I could read on and on, but you see the picture here. God is saying he knows you and he knows everything about you. Amen. I wanted to ask this question. What then do you know yourself? Because God knows you. What then do you know of, do you know yourself? I'm going to show you people who knew God and what they said when they knew God, so that at least you also, we all as strive to attain to that post. Amen. Job 19 from verse 25. I want to see the testimony of Job. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter days upon the earth. Can you leave it there for a while? I know my Redeemer liveth. This is Job. That was his testimony. After him knowing that God knows, God has done all these things. Think of it, after all that had happened, Abba, Pesipa, Eship, and all that, his wife telling him all those things, Rambaishi, Ufe. After all that, he says, I know my Redeemer liveth. Will you have the same testimony? Let's look at John 11:41b. Yeah, we are taught kutikuna B. So we go to B. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. Amen. This was the testimony of Jesus. He's praying and saying, Father, I know. We are supposed to attain to that level where we also say, God is saying, I know you, but we also say, I know God is able to do these things for me. Because tikangoti mwarwano ziwaka, iwo wotadza kwaziwawo, hapana benefit, hapasina benefit. But if you then have the same testimony like Job, if you have the same testimony like Jesus, then you also know that he is able to take you from where you are. Amen. Not only them. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 12:2. Now Paul is speaking. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Whether in the body, I cannot tell. Or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such a one caught into the third heavens. This was a testimony of Paul. But it should be our testimony as well. Jesus was just, I know my God is able. I feel, it's a no-so. And once it's a no-so, it takes precedence over anything else. It's not thinking of the pill first. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
utanga uturika maoko kuti mwarika whether muchashandisa medicine or whether muri kushandisa ruoko rwandatumira rwandaturika is done. Amen. That's how we are supposed to. We are supposed to know him, and to know him is life. Amen.
Amen.
And that's what Paul had. I know a man. I love this one. I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago. Whether in the body, I cannot tell. Or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such a one caught up to the third heaven. Amen. Now let's look at our prophet. He actually says it 46 times in the message. I know the author real well. 46 times in the world. I know the author real well. And you hear those Pentecostal preachers saying, Brother Branham did not preach Christ. He lived Christ. He knew whom he had called him. And when we come to that level also, no level, because he was the first sheep that was waved before us. So it's also what for us can level. I might not know the Bible to explain it all from Genesis to Revelations, but I know the author very well. That's the level that God is calling us unto this morning. Amen. The last scripture, Psalms 103. 1 to 22. Psalms 103 from verse 1 to 23. As we welcome another year, I just want to go through the psalm with you. A psalm of David. Which is not a good thing. It's like a from verse 1 to 22, so that at least you also read the scriptures. Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. All his benefits throughout the year. The benefits, please don't forget them. Who forgiveth all our iniquities? Who healeth all our diseases? He has healed people among us. He still does the same thing. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who crowned thee with with loving kindness and tender mercies? He has done these things this year. Who satisfied thy mouth with good things? I am a testimony. He has satisfied my mouth with good things. So that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. I'm yet to get this part. Amen. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Amen. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. Amen. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins. That you can testify, because if he had dealt us with what the things that we have done this year, munano zvizivira. No reward is us according to our iniquities. He has not done that. Because if he had done that, some of us would not be here. Amen. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. Amen. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Amen. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. This is the scripture that I really wanted. He knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. Amen. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof knoweth no more. But the Lord, the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto his children's children. Amen. Amen. To such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. There is the abiding in the word again. Amen. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all.
Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength and do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Amen. Bless ye the Lord, O ye hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, O his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Amen and amen. I wanted to sing a song. My faith looks up to thee, but I think our brother will do justice to that one. I don't want to mix keys. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Can we raise our hands and say, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Amen. As he sings, my faith looks up to thee. Amen.
would say, may God help me. I want to know him, to know him his life. Amen. May we raise to us to our feet as we sing another song.
Thou my everlasting portion, more than friend or life to me. Oh, Lord, my pilgrim journey, save me, let me walk with thee. Oh, close to thee, close to thee. Oh, close to thee, close to thee. Oh, Lord, my pilgrim journey, save me, let me walk with thee. Lord, all days of worldly pleasures, no fulfill my pleasures. Oh, gladly will I truly suffer.